Welcome to SEMO Spotlight. I'm your host, Ella Tinsley, and joining me in the studio today is Carly Ashby from the Historic Preservation Program. Welcome, Carly. Go ahead and introduce yourself.
My name is Carly Ashby. I am a double major in Historic Preservation and Anthropology. It's my senior year here, and then I'm finishing up my master's next year in Public History with a focus in Historic Preservation.
Well, welcome in. We're excited to have you here today. Could you tell me a little bit more about this project you've recently completed with the Smithsonian?
Yes. Down in Sykeston, there is a local community outreach group called DAOC, but they reached out to Dr. Hoffman, who's our advisor, over in the HP program with this opportunity. It was more presented as an opportunity for like HP students to advise them on how to go about creating a public history, like local history themed exhibit, because per the contract of the Smithsonian, they had to have a local history tie to bring in this exhibit. It was like progress and voting and rights in America. That was the theme of the Smithsonian exhibit. So they reached out to Dr. Hoffman because they are community outreach. They're not a museum, so they didn't know really how to go about it. And Dr. Hoffman talked to one of our now alum, but a student at that time. And he came into the center and asked a couple of us to help out. And we agreed. We met with Joey and Joel from DAOC, and we ended up just creating the exhibit for them, really. It became less of an advisal and more of a we're creating it. So we created three local history aspects: the suffragette and temperance movement in Southeast Missouri, which is the piece I more worked on, the sharecropper strike in Southeast Missouri, and a local figure, Wayne Kreitz, and his story.
Awesome. How does one go about curating those kinds of things? Like, is it primary source work? How did you put something like that large together?
Yeah. So it's a lot of research, And luckily we had a really good starting point. We didn't have to just like create ideas from scratch, which is usually where you're starting off. But the guys over at DAOC had like great ideas to work off of. So we split it up evenly between the four of us because there's four of us working on it. And it was a lot of going on places like JSTOR and the archives and Library of Congress and going through and combing through documents and research, kind of getting a general understanding on the topic and then figuring out how we can take that topic and make it apply to the people of Southeast Missouri. So for suffragettes, which is what I worked on, I went through and I learned about different suffragette movements from like St. Louis South and wrote about those so people can see that it's not just a global thing. Like, it wasn't just happening in D.C.
Right.
Or whatever. This is something that is very close to home. Like, it is something that they could very easily relate to. We were very lucky to have community members of the Southeast Missouri area, the Sykeston area, who, I don't remember her name, but she was a very sweet old lady, and her, like, great-grandma was a part of that movement, specifically the temperance movement, the anti-alcohol stuff. And she was, like, so kind to let us use her documents and tell us her stories. And it's just a lot of figuring out people's stories and whose story we can tell to really make people connect.
That's awesome. I love how much history, especially in a place like Cape Girardeau that is so historic, how it just interweaves and comes back around as, you know, years keep going. Anything else you want to highlight? I love to open the floor to my guests and let them highlight anything about either this or like your student experience that you just want to talk about.
So first and foremost, if you're ever in Sykeston, you should go check out DAOC. They do a bunch of community programming, and they were just an amazing group to work with. Just on the building of the exhibit a little more, there's a little bit of struggle because we had to find artifacts. Artifacts are weirdly hard to come by for someone like Wayne Kreitz.
Right.
But there's also like the aspect we had to face of like we had to be careful with our wording. They are a community outreach organization. So like the guys were like, yeah, write whatever. But there's also the aspect of, but we're going to look over it because, like, we don't care, but the people of Southeast Missouri will.
Right.
And especially with someone so, like, polarizing as Wayne Kreitz, I don't know if you know his story, but things like that where we had to, like, be very careful with what we said about him because there's people in the area, some people really like him, really support what he did. Other people don't like him as much. This is something that I think our program does really well in the museums classes is you have to present the history, but you cannot tell people how they feel about the history. But I think our program did a very good job preparing us for something like this, and we are incredibly blessed with the opportunity. I'm getting to build another exhibit for the Reynolds House in town on Union Mills, which I'm very excited about. I don't have to do the research this time, which is not my favorite part. So very happy about that.
Well, that is awesome. We're about out of time, so thank you again so much for coming in and talking with me. Thank you for listening to SEMO Spotlight. I'm your host, Ella Tinsley. Thanks again for listening, and we will see you next time.